On the show today, we have Callahan & Associates' Alex Patterson and Understood Connections' Michelle Willey talking about the two organizations announcing a new behavioral economic workshop for credit unions and CUSOs. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Callahan & Associates' very own Alex Patterson and Understood...
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hey, I like that. And Understood Connections' Michelle Willey. How are you, Michelle?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. Alex, you look like you're doing well as well.
I am. I'm feeling a little bit like I'm on the Brady Bunch right now.
There is that type of screen going on where you got to look up and look around, but we digress. Hey, you guys are doing something really cool that I wanted to do. That when I first saw, I went, wow, I got to talk to them about this type of stuff. It's Callahan & Associates, Understood and Understood Connections announced a new behavioral economic workshop for credit unions and CUSOs. I was just at NACUSO, Alex, and this would have been ideal to have there at the NACUSO network, rather. So maybe next year, or I don't know. I'm just thinking outside. So
absolutely. I'm hoping this is the first in a long partnership. Michelle is really the expert in the topic.
Oh, okay.
This is her baby. The workshop is entirely her company's doing, but we just thought that we would be able to help bring it to market to credit unions. We love the ideas. It's things that we've been working on over the last couple of years and don't really have the same expertise that Michelle does, so I'll let her explain really what it's all about.
All right, Michelle, I'm coming over to you now. Can you explain what this behavioral economic workshop for credit unions CUSOs is all about? And it's titled Understanding Behavioral Economics, the Truth About Decision Making. So let's get the 411 here. What's going on?
Yeah, fantastic. So behavioral economics is all about how people analyze choices and make decisions. Mm-hmm. So it's really, like, in a nutshell, it's why people do what they do and choose what they choose. And my business partner, Rick Leander, and I come from the credit union world. We love the credit union philosophy of people helping people. And we believe that if credit unions can really understand why people do what they do and choose what they choose, mm-hmm. they can create environments to influence them towards decisions that's going to be better for them in the long run.
Yeah. Now, Alex, how did you guys kind of, let's say, join forces? How did this connection get going here with Callahan?
So we were actually introduced by Bridget O'Rourke last fall.
Oh, wow.
She knew Rick. She thought that the work he was doing was really dovetailed well with the work that Callahan and Associates did. It took us a while to clear our schedules. I had the pleasure of actually participating in one of their workshops in March, I think it was.
February.
And I did. And it was just phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
The topic of behavioral economics is almost in every credit union conference these days. There's mm-hmm. always a keynote speaker.
Yep.
And so it's really intriguing. It's exciting. The difference is this workshop actually allows you to take these concepts and apply them to your credit union mm-hmm. and talk to others that are doing the same thing. So you're getting your perspective from other credit unions and people that are in the same role as you. And that's really the difference. There's like tactical hands-on projects that we're doing throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Victoria and I, as I said, my colleague Victoria and I went, and we came back with, you know, 20 ideas for Callahan Associates, including how we are going to be increasing participation in our 401k program. That was a huge takeaway for us.
Nice. Yeah, I've been hearing more. The last few years, I've been hearing more and more about behavioral economics and decision-making and all that type of stuff. Some really cool stuff out there. So what pain points are you guys answering out there? Why are you providing this to credit unions? Is there a need here that credit unions are kind of clamoring for? Michelle, I'll let you go first on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of talk about the difference between influence and manipulation. And we do have some organizations out there that definitely use their power and their environments to manipulate. And then manipulation, in my opinion, only serves the organization. It doesn't help the individual. And the individual could be an employee or it could be a customer or a member.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to teach people about behavioral economics for the good.
Okay.
We want to teach them how to influence, again, for the betterment of the audience, whether it's an internal or an external member of the organization, mm-hmm. so that they can have long-term better results from the decisions that are made.
Gotcha. Alex, in the press release, it said, turning the corporate dynamic on its head. What do you guys mean by that? What is that all about?
I think exactly what you just said, that usually corporations, for-profit organizations can use these concepts to get people to do things that aren't in their best interest, but are in the best interest of the bottom line for the company.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so when you've got a totally different ownership structure like credit unions do, where the members are the owners and they're the ones that we're working for,
mm-hmm.
these concepts can be really used to help people. And, you know, over the last couple of years, a lot of work has been done to show that the financial health of Americans is not great right now. And it's not from yeah. lack of trying. A lot of it is just the situation people may be in, not understanding some of these concepts and ways that they can motivate themselves to act in their own best interests.
Right.
And that's where this really comes into play.
Gotcha.
Yeah, go ahead. We like to say that it's not, you can't just tell people what to do. If that were the only case, if we could tell everybody what to do and they automatically do it, then there wouldn't be debt the way it is. There wouldn't be 78% of Americans who don't have $500 in case they have an emergency. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have obesity. You know, it's not just about education.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just telling people what to do. We have to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And helping them is basically, like I said before, creating those environments, helping organizations understand how to create the environment in order for them to make the better decisions.
Isn't it all about empowerment? Is that part of it? Empowering the consumer?
You know, there is part of that. The
Richard Thaler,
Richard Thaler recently won the Nobel Prize in Economics for his work in behavioral economics, and he talks about libertarian paternalism. And basically what that means is we still allow consumers or your audience to have a choice. They can still choose that bad thing. They can still choose to run up their debt if they want to, or they can do, with our help, we can nudge them into the decision making that's good for them.
Gotcha. And how do you do that? How do you do that? Because there's a lot of people out there.
Can I give an example here that we heard at the roundtable just this week?
Yes.
One of the credit unions there had a cafeteria in their headquarters, and they were charging, I think it was like $6 for a hamburger and $7 for the salad, but the credit union covered three of those $7 so that for the employee, the good choice was $4. So the credit union was trying to nudge people to say, hey, you can still buy the burger. We're not taking away a hamburger.
Exactly.
But we're offering you a healthier choice that's actually more affordable, even though the ingredients going into it are more expensive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they're trying to say, we're investing to help you make a better choice as well. I was in a hotel this weekend that had a really cute little placard that said, due to the popularity of some of our items, here's the prices that you can buy them for. Clearly they were having things stolen out of the hotel room.
Oh.
But they were now saying, oh, the hairdryer bag is $10 if you'd like to buy it. Because I guess a couple of them were talking, right?
Nice.
You know, but so there's things that you can do to really influence behavior that in the right ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can give you another example specific to a credit union if you'd like to hear it.
Please.
We have one here in North Carolina who had a large employee base that was getting paper paychecks, not direct deposit, but paper paychecks. And what they were doing was coming into the branches and cashing it and walking away with all this cash in their hand. And again, no savings, really easy to spend all that money, no budgeting in sight. And what they realized was it was easier to cash a check than it was to deposit a check. So they leveled the playing field. When the members came in, they had to fill out a form to either cash or deposit. And on that form, they actually asked, do you want to deposit some of your check today?
Mm-hmm.
And their deposits skyrocketed. And as they started to implement this organizationally wide, $2.1 million in savings for the credit union.
Wow. See, I love those examples. All right. Now we're getting down to the brass.
Can I say one thing about that example, Mike, really quickly that
please.
I find so interesting? They didn't make a process easier, per se. It sounds like they actually put a little bit of friction in. Is that the right word there, Michelle?
Yeah,
they added
exactly.
It was actually easy, a little bit harder, so that they had a chance to interact and talk to someone about what's in their best interest
mm-hmm.
in that process. So it wasn't making it as so easy to do something.
Yeah, they just added some steps with the cashing that kind of equalized the depositing. And so, okay, what's
correct.
The better choice? The deposit, of course.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Okay, now I get it. The light bulb goes on. Sorry. I just had to get a couple of examples under my belt here. So what's the bottom line here? How do they benefit with this? Obviously, helping them helping their members make better choices increases the value, I'm assuming. Is that kind of what the end goal here is?
Do you want to talk to that, Alex? You want me to?
Well, we could both do it. Let me just say a couple things. The credit unions that we're working with are absolutely invested in their members' financial well-being. There is no success for a credit union if the members are not doing well. And there, many credit unions are now, you know, now that the recession is so far in our rearview mirror, mm-hmm. they can really take a step out, look externally, and say, we need to help the community and everywhere, right? It's not just our members, but we need to help the community grow. We need to create employment opportunities. All of these things feed into a healthy social environment.
Yep.
And credit unions just are ripe now for saying, hey, these are things we can do to actually help.
Indeed.
Right. And again, it's that whole philosophy of people helping people, right? So there's another bias called reciprocity. I'm sure you've heard the word, but if you help me, I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
And so since the credit union is all about helping their members, then it's just going to turn around and have the member help the credit union. And again, as the ripple effect grows, it goes out into the community.
Yeah. Have you guys read the book Influence? Because there's a big chapter on reciprocity in there. It's a really good book. I have it on my bookshelf back here somewhere, and I don't want to waste time looking for it. But it's an awesome book. Awesome, awesome book. Influence. And it's, yeah, we'll talk offline about it. But when you said reciprocity, I went, oh my gosh, the book Influence. So yeah, so really cool stuff. All right. So what are your goals with the workshop? When will it take place? How long will it take? What will people get out of it? All that type of stuff. Who wants to go on that? Michelle, you want to start with that? And then Alex, I'll let you.
Yeah, absolutely. The workshop is in June 5th and 6th. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday. It's in Washington, D.C., where Callahan is headquartered. We're going up there. Can't wait. They can register on Callahan's website.
Awesome. Awesome. Alex, goals?
Yeah, to really empower credit unions to act in their best members' best interest. We all have the right intent. So understanding these concepts actually allow you to do something about it, take action on our intent. And so we're really excited for this. A lot of it is networking too, allowing credit unions to talk to each other so that participants can, you know, they may have an idea here and then they can talk to others who have heard the same concepts and maybe applying it differently or mm-hmm. trying different things
mm-hmm.
and seeing what's working for you, what isn't. So our goal after the fact would be to make sure that the participants stay engaged with each other and are able to see how are these implementations actually working. You know, are there follow-on activities? And Michelle's company actually has a bunch of implementations that they've done with other credit unions or can do with other credit unions on research-based projects. So some of that will come through in the workshop, the hands-on things. Others will be totally new ideas that will come up during the workshop, and then we can follow the credit unions over time and see, hey, did these work?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we've got creditunions.com as a platform, right? We can continue to follow the credit unions over time. Is it working? What did you learn? Mm-hmm. Best practices, things like that. We could share it with a wider audience.
Are there going to be more?
I feel like you have more of these during the year.
That's my next question is, are there going to be more workshops once this one gets going and kind of get a little momentum going?
That's the plan.
Okay, like under 6 months or something like that. That would be really cool.
Yeah, we want to spread the goodness across the U.S., man. We want to spread the word.
Come on out to San Diego. We'll have you. That'll be fun.
Okay, don't tease. Don't tease me like that.
Yeah, I'll do San Diego in the winter. Can we do that? Yeah.
Come on out.
Right? Yeah.
Here.
We'd love to have you guys out. Well, very cool stuff. Sounds like it's a great partnership as well. Both of you guys kind of, it's a very symbiotic relationship, a word that I learned in my marine biology classes back in the day. So sounds like it works really well. Yeah. So very cool. Well, we'll put all the information, the link and all that type of stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and sign up, because it sounds like there's a lot of practical applications in this workshop, which is what we all need these days, is a little less theory and a little bit more practical stuff. So very cool.
Yes. You were exactly right, Mike. That's exactly the message we're trying to get across here.
Very nice.
Yeah, and just like I said earlier, I can't just tell you what to do.
Right.
If I help you know what to do, and then you can take it back to your organization like Alex did mm-hmm. and have it actually work, fantastic.
Boom.
Land it on the moon. Gold medal. Blue ribbon.
Excellent. All right, guys. That was awesome. Great message to end on. Thank you so much. And again, we will get this produced and posted and get all the information in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out. All right.
Fantastic.
Good stuff,
awesome.
Guys.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.